Hey, here we go. It's Sports Talk Tonight, 7:32. Mark Steven with you on our program. We've got some special guests to get to tonight to talk about what's going on with our Stampeder all-time all-stars. So we're going to get to that here in a few minutes' time, discussing two different categories that you voted on today. And one that you voted on, and I won't say it was easy, but it was easier. So, you know, it was one of those ones that I think people rallied around, and it was fairly easy to see that this is the way this one was going to go. Linebacker, the linebacker of the team, as voted by you, the fans of the team, and again, it shouldn't be any shock at all, Wayne Harris. Okay, Wayne Harris. Wayne Harris is the linebacker. Really no discussion here. Widely regarded, and I'll tell you why in a moment, as the greatest linebacker to ever play for the football team. And he beat out some good ones. Alondra Johnson's terrific. Alex Singleton is tremendous as well, but, you know, in Singleton's case, didn't play a lot, only 3 years, whereas Harris played his entire career with the Stampeders. Fascinating backstory on him. When he came out of college, and he was a decorated collegian at Arkansas, very good player, a guy that, you know, certainly dominated his conference, but he was considered too small for the NFL. Okay, too small for the NFL. That despite his amazing credentials at Arkansas. But he ended up being selected by the American Football League Boston Patriots. Yes, the forerunners of the New England Patriots. And they offered him, based on his draft position and everything, a $10,000 deal annually. But the Stampeders were also made aware of him, and they came in with an offer. It was an offer for $11,000, and he became a Stampeder. That's what it was. Maybe he was undersized as the NFL saw things and drew things up, but he was perfect here. A great tackler, knows for the football, tenacious, simply a dominant player. Well, exactly how dominant, we can't say for absolute certain. Here's why. Stats were not kept, at least kept to the level they are today. For instance, no sack stats, no tackling stats, those kind of things that are really good markers of how good a player is. He didn't have them, but here's what he did have. He had 8 all-time CFL player awards. So he's all CFL 8 times in his career. 4 times he was the winner of the defensive player of the year. Yeah, 4 times. It was actually technically called the lineman of the year, but it morphed into the defensive player of the year. So there it is. Little debate about who our linebacker is. That's a resume that's going to be extremely hard for anybody to top. I know TSN in their survey a few years ago now had him in the top 10, and that's despite not playing for a long, long time. His number was retired, so he is considered the greatest Stampeder of them all. And make no mistake about it, his achievements have stood the test of time. He hasn't played in, you know, coming up 40 years. Actually, it's more than 40 years now, and sadly passed away in 2016. So Wayne Harris is named as the linebacker. You voted him in. There was some good support for Alondra Johnson, and I get it, but pretty hard to overlook the amazing contributions that Wayne Harris made all those years ago, and he was on the field all the time. It was a neck injury that forced him out. He probably had a couple more years left. He was a member of the 1971 team, so that was something that worked out very well for him. So the greatest player there is Wayne Harris as the linebacker. As I say, not really a big discussion there. Some others got votes, and there are some other good players. But in the survey, all you can do is vote for one and only one, and that's the guy they voted for, Wayne Harris, as the linebacker. So we really appreciate your input on that, and, you know, we've got more reveals to come up in the next few days here. Really appreciate all of that. So, you know, Wayne Harris is the guy as far as linebackers go. Should give you the schedule here of what we're going to do over the next few days. We've got running back, wide receiver tomorrow. I think you got an idea on who that is going to be. There's some terrific candidates there, though, in both positions. Quarterback and head coach, you know, some interesting ones there. And then the place kicker comes up on the weekend, or at least on Friday, just before the weekend. So those are our reveals coming up in the next little while. And as I say, we have the defensive back and the linebacker to do tonight. We have done the linebacker right now, and we'll look for the defensive back in a couple minutes' time.